There was a little something for everybody yesterday in the championship game of the World Cup soccer tournament. Regulation play ended, then came overtime, penalty kicks, and a headbutt. After 2 hours of play, the game was tied 1-1. In the end, Italy defeated France 5 penalty kicks to 3 in what's known as a shootout. The host country, Germany, finished in third place.
Now, the win for Italy was its first in 24 years, and it came amid a match-fixing scandal that has rocked Italian soccer and tarnished the reputation of several teams and players. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Rome.
The Italians had gone to Germany for the World Cup finals with the game at home in disarray. Senior executives and officials accused of fixing games and the possibility of major teams like Juventus and AC Milan being relegated to the minor leagues as punishment. Much of that seemed forgotten, though, as Italy progressed through the tournament. And on a huge screen within the shadow of the Colosseum, thousands gathered last night to see their 21st century gladiators do battle with the French. Local fan Diego Fabri said Italian confidence had grown.
It's just like, you know, you have to run for 50 miles, you run 49 miles, just 1 mile left, man. You know, you can't give up now.
The game was a tough one, though not a classic. France went ahead after 7 minutes with a penalty from their talismanic captain Zinedine Zidane, who at 34 had been brought out of retirement to help the French team win. Italy pushed straight back, looking for the equaliser. It came 12 minutes later with a fantastic header from Marco Materazzi. 1 goal each. France dominated much of the rest of the play, but couldn't find a winner. The game went into overtime, still no winner, and so to the dreaded penalty shootout. The whole of Rome erupted once again as Italy triumphed 5-3 on penalties. And a few minutes later, the Italian captain Fabio Cannavaro, playing in his 100th game for his country, lifted the coveted World Cup. The game-fixing inquiry will still go ahead this week, and there may still be punishments for some big Italian clubs. But for local fans like Renzo Renconi, a time to forget all that and begin a night of celebration.
I didn't expect this great success. I thought the team was not very strong, but I'm really surprised, and I'm very happy to be surprised.
Reporting from NPR's Rob Gifford in Rome.